coming on the spot, and he was chanting the holy name. He was chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and there was an elephant which was coming on its way. And somebody offered a banana to that elephant. And the elephant accepted the banana and immediately gave to the mahout, or the owner. And Vamsidas Babaji looked at this and had tears in his eyes. And he said, even the animal knows how to offer its fruits to its master. I don't know. The animal also knows how to offer everything selflessly to his master. But look at me, I am not able to offer anything to Krishna. The animal is also better than me. Se sambandha nahi jar britha janma gelo tar ei pashu bodo durachar. He said, the elephant being in an animal body has understood that you should be selfless. And whatever you get, you should offer it to your owner. But look at me, whatever I take, I think how I can enjoy. Ei pashu bodo durachar, this animal, this me, I'm so fallen. So because they have this true vision, not on the level of inferiority complex. Oh, there is no hope. I am useless. Oh, I should commit suicide. Not like that. That is another extreme. That is not humility.
What is that?
That is depression. Where you don't have hope on yourself, no faith in yourself, no faith in Krishna is depression. No faith in Krishna, only faith in self is ego, pride. And no faith in the self, but total faith in Krishna. And if Krishna empowers, I will. That is humility. So pure devotees have that vision. Okay, so they see devotees like this. So how about non-devotees? How are they able to place themselves below the non-devotees? His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj answered this by saying, a pure devotee has the vision to see, oh, look at this person. How nicely he is serving the external energy of Krishna. Krishna is internal energy, external energy. Internal energy is Radharani, and those who serve Radharani are pure devotees. External energy is Durga or Maya, and those who serve Maya or Durga in the external energy are materialists. So a pure devotee sees devotees, oh, serving Radharani, so beautiful. Oh, non-devotee, serving the illusory energy of Krishna. He is a non-devotee so that I purify myself by preaching to him as service. If he was devotee, then I cannot serve him by preaching to him. So deliberately, he has become a non-devotee so that I get purified by serving him, by preaching to him, by distributing books to him. You see this vision? The pure devotee is not thinking that, oh, I am 20 years in the movement. Well, this is not devotion. This is not devotion. If this is the thought process, we have never performed bhakti, pure bhakti.
Why we still think oftentimes like this, like I'm already 10, 15, 20 years practicing, and so this thoughts they come, you know.
Ah.
And still sometimes we think that, okay, the devotee just practicing for 5 years, like, because some are exceptions, but some are, and you feel, okay, I know, I'm kind of senior, I can advise something.
The devotee was sitting here, Paul, he's from Taiwan, he's traveling here, so make him comfortable here.
Sure, sure.
Okay.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, maybe after 5 minutes. So, why do we think that I'm 20 years, so I'm senior to those? That's because of our concept that we think that with more years that you spend in Krishna consciousness or movement, you naturally become senior. You might probably become a senior citizen by the color of your hair or by the teeth, number of teeth that you have, or a walking stick maybe. Not necessarily you're senior. The way how a pure devotee thinks is, oh, look at him. In 5 years, he got taste for the holy name, which I couldn't get in 20 years. I'm trying for 20 years, but I have so many offenses I'm not getting. But this devotee has got it in 5 years. How fortunate. Whenever you think that age makes us senior, we must always remember, if Prahlad Maharaj walked next to me, would I be senior? Because he's 5 years old and I'm 25 years old. See? So seniority comes by the depth in bhajan, not by how many gray hair we have. And the third point is our illusion that we think that, oh, bhakti starts only in this life. Where we think, oh, this person has spent only 5 years, oh, which means, okay, I have spent 20 years. Well, that's from birth in this body. Krishna says, Nehabikramanashosti pratyavayona vidyate svalpamapyasya dharmasya trayate mahato bhayat. Even little service in your past lives, I free you from the greatest fear. So which means, those who are performing bhakti in this life, oh definitely he is. God knows how many billion lifetimes they have performed, and it's possible I have started only this life. Therefore I am always junior. And we must not just say this and feel something else, but genuinely get this heartfelt. I'm not feeling this, I'm just sharing. Oh, you pray for me that I feel this. I don't feel this. I'm not superior. But since as service, we have to share and help each other. So I'm just because I'm sitting here doesn't mean I'm senior. If you see in the role of the Bhagavatam, always the junior would put on the Vyasasana. Shukadeva Goswami was 16 years old. People listening to him were Vyasadeva and Narad Muni and Parashara Muni. Suta Goswami was speaking, but whom was he speaking to? Shaunaka Rishi, who was guru of 88,000 rishis. So similarly, you all are exalted. I am simply sitting here. So I am not feeling this, but we have to pray for each other and serve Vaishnavas so that this mood comes in. So we must never think...
Serve all Vaishnavas.
We must serve all Vaishnavas, because in our Mangalacharan also we say Vandeham Shri Guru, so spiritual master. Next, Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam Shri
Gurun
Vaishnavamscha. Oh, we already said Guru. Why again Gurun Vaishnavamscha? You see? Which means the first Guru is singular for our Diksha or Siksha Guru. But the next is plural, Gurun. And which plural? Vaishnavamscha. I bow down to my spiritual master and all the Vaishnavas who are like gurus to me. Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, to the ocean of Vaishnavas who are all gurus to me. And interestingly, that doesn't say Shri Gurun Uttam Vaishnavamscha, Shri Gurun Madhyam Vaishnavamscha. Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha, that's all. And we serve them in different ways. You serve Uttam or those who are senior to us by being menial servant. Those who are equal to us by sharing and caring. By taking and giving. Adan Pradan, both. Dadati Prati Grinhati, both ways. And those who are junior, we don't show our seniority. Oh, I came to this temple in 1980 or 1990. You were a kid. Bow down to my lotus feet. No, not like that. Not like that. We are compassionate. We help them. We embrace them. We nourish them. In such a way, this person is an eternal associate of Krishna. And Krishna sent him to me so that as service, I help him. If I become very heavy and he leaves bhakti, then I have not pleased Krishna. Because Krishna sent with so much of hope that, well, this Vaishnava will help you, go there. And he came to me, and what did I do? With my ego, I just sent him out? Not correct. And then we serve the non-devotees by being away from them. Because if we are with them and they criticize Krishna, they get Vaishnava Aparadha. And they get Krishna Aparadha. So therefore, let's be away from them. So in this way, we always serve. We never take service.
Even if we misbehave or somebody misbehaves with us, we should, like, if it's somebody else, we should remain tolerant and
always,
be
compassionate.
Yes?
Always. There is a very beautiful verse in Hindi. I would read the Hindi and tell you that also. It's written by the great poet Tulsidas, who was a great devotee of Ramchandra. And this comes in Ramcharitmanas. It says, Sant Hridaya Navanita Samana Kaha Kavi Par Kahina Jana Nij Paritap Dravai Navanita Paradukha Dravai Santa Supunita. It means that Tulasidas says that many compare the heart of great souls to be like butter. Yes, butter. It is as soft as butter or in compassion, and as white as butter in purity. Tulsidas says, many poets say they compare the heart of great souls to butter. But I tell you, that's not a proper comparison. Okay? Tulsidas says that's not a proper comparison. So why do you say that, oh dear Tulsidas? Now he gives the explanation. Nija paritapa dravai navanita paradukha dravai santa supunita. He says, the butter or the yogurt is not butter is not a perfect example because as soon as you heat butter, it melts. So it is not able to tolerate heat on itself. But the great soul is not like that. He can take any heat on himself, but some heat on others he cannot tolerate. You see the point? Like butter. Sorry?
Some comparison he gave instead of butter.
Yes, because butter, as soon it is soft and everything, but as soon as there is a provoking situation, you increase the temperature, it starts melting. So it gets affected by what comes to it. When there is provocation, there's agitation, irritation in the form of the flame or the fire, it gets agitated and affected, therefore it loses its form. You know, it melts, or you know, it changes its form. But a pure devotee is not like that. As soon as there is provocation on the self, he tolerates. He doesn't lose and get affected. But as soon as there is provocation on Vaishnavas, the great soul reacts. So Tulsidas says, the comparison of butter is not very good. Because butter gets affected and doesn't tolerate. But Vaishnavas always tolerate. Doesn't matter whatever is thrown. Whatever is thrown. And it's always, and therefore Mahaprabhu didn't get a better example than a tree. In fact, I thought of having a class in tolerance. Let's see sometime. We can discuss all these different aspects of Vaishnava care and Vaishnava etiquette and Vaishnava dealing and devotee care and different examples from Shastras and why to tolerate, and is tolerating provoking situation weakness or strength, things like that. So anyway, we stop here and we'll go up and we'll take care of that devotee whom Krishna has sent into his house. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Jai.